I've been able to fight very hard and promise that I would try to eliminate the GEA, the gap elimination adjustment, which is school funding, the lack of school funding, that when we had one party rule back in 2009 and 2010, most of the, you know, the Democratic control Senate and assembly and the governor stripped billions of dollars of upstate school funding away, and that put a huge burden on property owners in upstate. I was able to help get that finally resolved and eliminated this year, with it also an increase of foundation aid. So we wouldn't have to go back to the property owners and ask for more money, because most school boards would ask, we can't cut programs, we can't cut teachers, because they're valuable. Education is key to a healthy, to a vibrant, to a successful economy and community. So when you look at veterans, the veterans buyback bill, that was a huge accomplishment. That's been trying to get done, and the governor had vetoed it two or three times in the past, but that finally got accomplished and got done. So there's a lot of different things that we were able to do in my work in the Senate. It's just a matter of listening to the people and working hard and standing up.
I've noticed you've co-sponsored and or supported initiatives with some of the local Democratic lawmakers, like Assemblywoman Pat Fahey and Albany County Executive Dan McCoy.
Government works at its best when we kind of erase the aisle or the party lines and party persuasion, and individuals or elected officials just holding to a particular party, creating gridlock. We got gridlock in Washington. We don't need gridlock in Albany.
How do you view your relationship with constituents and position on issues in rural communities that you serve?
I've always looked at the best interest of the rural communities and the agricultural industry. It is the number one industry in the state of New York. We need to do everything we can to bolster up that industry and that sector. The last thing we need to do is to allow the unionization of our farms and farm workers. It would literally put so many small farm family businesses out of business, and then what would we have? I'm fighting for the local farmer and making sure, and we've passed a whole slew of bills for the farming and the agricultural industry this year, which I'm proud of. And I also have helped secure grants for the public library that's in Fort Plain, which was devastated with a major flood a few years back, which is under a capital improvement project right now. Helped secure, even with the help of AT&T, brought over a check of around, I think it was $20,000-$25,000. Was able to get some aid for them in this year's budget for the library in Fort Plain, and in the village at large, to help make the necessary improvements, whether it's Fort Plain, whether it's Fultonville, whether it is Canajoharie, whether it is Minden, whether it's St. Johnsville, whether it is Fonda and Hegeman, the little village of Hegeman. There are a lot of issues, big issues, that far too long these rural and small communities have been overlooked by prior elected officials, or the lack of funding that I believe, and I have demonstrated, I have turned the tables in making sure that they get the necessary improvements and grant monies available to make the infrastructure investments that they desperately need.
What can you say about the culture of corruption here in New York that's made national headlines?
I've led the charge on bringing about some ethics reform. You know, there's not too many people who want to go out there and talk about term limits, who've been in office for a very long time. No elected official would really like to vote on term limiting themselves out of a job. No one wants to, as an elected official, vote on a pension forfeiture, so that if they did something wrong, found guilty of a felony, that then they would lose that benefit.
You and your fellow lawmakers get criticized when it all comes down to the wire at end of session, and you're there at the Capitol building burning the midnight oil, rushing to get things done that some argue should have already been taken care of.
It's a matter of operation. And it has to be from the governor, it has to be from the speaker, and it has to be from the president of the Senate. When a leader stands up and sets a precedent, this is how in the rules of engagement and how we're going to operate and be efficient and put forth the agenda to close down session. And all of the ideas and initiatives and all of the bills and all of the lobbying that gets done in the last hours, you know, it can be done in a fashion that is much more professional than it actually is. There's no reason why the state legislature and its elected members has to stay through the night, through the wee hours of the evening, into the morning hours the next day to pass bills with messages of necessity. And when no one's around to finally say, okay, we did everything we needed to do. That's not a good system.